Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we are giving you a little bit of holiday information.
Oh, I just saw what you did there.
Yeah, but I figure sharing is caring.
Woof.
I try. Well, yeah. We're going to drink some.
You can't do spelling puns on the radio.
I know. Well, you know, what I'm really trying to do is, like, we're drinking a little bit of sherry.
We are.
And
I happened to have some.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot recently.
Yeah.
But per usual, we have two lovely people bringing in the holiday spirit.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah. We've been together too long.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We have Kevin Jaeger.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, holiday spirit.
Yeah, why not? Just keep my name as it is.
And what a game master and official babysitter for the small amount of time,
yeah.
Kimberly.
Hello.
How are you?
You're at my house, so it's like a daycare.
It's true. Yeah. Our moms dropped us off.
Yep.
But we've seen a lot. What have you seen this month?
We've seen a lot of things this month.
Yeah. We literally just got off the train from seeing Cher.
We did.
We saw the Cher show. We didn't actually see Cher. We saw the Cher musical.
Sure.
Right.
But that's it felt true. Like it.
It did actually feel like it.
We saw all of her. We saw three versions
sure,
of her.
Sure, right.
She wasn't naked.
It got close. Guys. I loved it.
I really loved it, too. It was so fun.
There's a Bob Mackie costume parade, and, like, your eyes haven't lived.
Yeah, it, like, brings you back to, like, Aida, like, the strongest suit. Like, I was all about it. Like, it was very good.
Also, it felt like the Easter bonnet parade from Holiday Inn. We've seen some very good costumes.
We have.
Oh, my God. But Cher was so good. Stephanie J. Block was incredible. Teal mm-hmm. Weeks. Michaela...
Diamond.
Yeah. They were just all amazing.
So good. And they use the three Chers really well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They let them talk to each other.
Yeah.
And, like, they each have their own point of view, which is really cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was like three tall women, but three tall Chers.
Yeah, it was three. We saw three tall Chers.
Yeah.
There was really, I just thought of bar stools, three tall Chers.
Oh.
Anyway, I didn't say these were good.
Right.
But what was good was Cher.
Cher was great. Oh my God, so fun.
So fun, so well done. Like, definitely stay. I don't know her that well at all.
No, neither do I.
Know her very well, no.
So, like, what'd you say?
I said we've only met the once.
Yeah. I didn't know much about her, so, like, I don't know, like, how, like, condensed certain plot lines are from her life and all that stuff. But regardless, it was so well done. It really, it worked off of her kitsch and, like, her, like, persona really well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just in it. The book is smart. The ensemble is nailing it. Like the dance sequences are incredible. Yeah.
What is that so song beautiful. Called? Dark Lady.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
They like spin this girl around and upside down.
Yeah, it's a very fun time with the sex cast. It's great.
It was some of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
At the beginning, these women just walk right out and kick their faces, and then it's just like...
It opens with the Mega Mix and then closes with the Mega Mix.
Yeah, we were just all in from the get-go. So definitely go see Cher.
To be fair, I did want it to end with a Mamma Mia Mega Mix.
Everything should.
Like, but Waterloo? Waterloo comes next.
Yes, absolutely. Or Fernando. Just give me something. But Fernando. It was really good. And like, to repeat, Stephanie J. Block is... truly incredible.
I can't.
And she walks the line really nicely between doing just like a straight up impression and like grounding it. Like, it's so well done.
So good.
So good. So go see Cher.
So, but there's three Chers in the musical Cher.
There are. Right. Babe.
Babe, star, and
lady?
Lady.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
So there's three of us.
Oh, yes.
So, who would be which Cher?
For youthfulness' sake, I would say I'm Babe. But Kevin is more youthful than I.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm the doe-eyed young Cher.
I'll just sing loud!
I don't know. How would we do this?
I don't know.
I mean, Brian has like a start to that big curly wig, right, going on.
Oh, you do. That's like your hair kind of like lends to
I could be a lady.
And I look good in green.
That you're wearing it right now.
Yes, so that's why I was saying I could be lady.
So you're she's the lady.
So you're literally teal.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I just saw what you did there.
Thank you. I think that works.
So that makes you star, and then you lady.
No,
and I'm Babe.
Yeah, you're star.
Oh, Stephanie right, J. right, 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 right.
Because she's the queen.
Yeah, it's JB.
Do I get a Tony this year?
You'll have to wait and see.
Wait, so Cher has a Grammy, an Emmy, and an Oscar. If Stephanie J. Block wins, does that mean that Cher gets an EGOT?
No.
I don't think so, no.
But if the Cher show wins, then Cher would get an EGOT because she... There are only three people above the title, guys.
It's super clean.
Look at your most recent playbills.
Yeah.
That's not usually what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
It was cool.
Going for it.
Go for it. Go see it. Definitely. I would definitely a great time. Neil Simon Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so fun.
For sure.
Like, go after brunch with your friends.
Oh, that's what we did. Sort
yeah,
of.
Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
yeah. There's other places you can go to see good shows,
Yeah, you
though.
Don't have to go to Broadway. You could.
Oh, you can go to New Jersey.
You could take the train.
You could go to New Jersey.
But Kimberly, that was your first time going to Paper Mill Playhouse, right?
That was my first time going to Paper Mill Playhouse. It is way easier to get there than I thought because you just walk from the train station. So it's like a subway, but it's not.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Just a longer subway ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I don't recommend only getting to your apartment from your holiday week away 5 minutes before you need to be out the door again. So
oh, yeah, okay. That's never always a good plan.
Look at traffic before you leave your house, guys.
Sure.
But yeah, we got to go to Paper Mill Playhouse to see the opening night of their holiday show they're doing, which is Holiday Inn.
Yes, with our good friend Haley Pachu.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Who is like a star and amazing, and also her costumes killed me the whole time.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so good.
Her Easter bonnet costume, that big hat. Oh. Like, kind of just a headband.
So the night... After we saw it, I had a dream. I was dreaming of a White Christmas.
Oh, stop.
But just like the ones I used to know.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You can be done.
I actually listened to the Drifters version of it that night. The one from Home Alone, that they use in Home Alone.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm dreaming of a White Christmas.
Show, folks.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And so was Holiday Inn and Paper Mill.
It really was. It was like Kevin said it the best after the show. Like
I usually do.
You know what? Now the show's over. No, you said, or maybe it was Kimberly. I'm just gonna say it was Kimberly who said it.
Yeah, why not?
Did I say?
Sometimes it's just nice to see a really well done holiday show that like has all your favorite songs, where the dancing is spectacular.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the singing is amazing. Haley Pachu is amazing. Like
it's just a classic production, a classic feel good, harken back to like the 1940s and 50s, let's put on a show kind of feel. Like it's just,
wait,
it's,
what do they do?
Let's put on a show.
Oh, right, 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 right.
And it did inspire the Christmas decorations you're sitting beneath.
They're very nice.
The next day I just went and I bought a lot of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you bought a little Christmas.
So yeah, it's really great. It's an easy way to get out there. They're running into January?
No,
and December.
End of December, yeah. It's so... The tapping was so good in it.
Guys, Anne Harrod is so funny.
Oh, oh Anne Harrod is so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed it from start to finish. It's a good show. You might have seen it when they did it on Broadway HD with Corbin Blue and friend of the show, Bryce Pinkham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's that same production, but it's just done at Paper Mill really well.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Definitely worth it. And then we also went to see Lubbs. That's a flub. A flub's Flavor Floss.
Yep.
Love's Labor Lost downtown in the Meatpacking District.
Yep.
They cut the show down. They took out all of the B plots and whatnot. And it's just the quote romantic comedy parts.
Yep.
Hashtag and problem play.
Food.
And food. There's a 5-course
tasting. Shake and Bake Theater Company. They do the productions of Shakespeare with food. So it's like a 5-course tasting menu while you watch the show. We got to see that too. So we've been seeing a lot of stuff lately.
We really have.
I know. I'm trying to think. There must be other things we've seen. I was like, I have Playboy right there. Oh, it's Holiday Inn.
What have you seen this week? We did that already.
Yeah. This is like the time of year that everyone's coming into the city to see Broadway shows, to kind of experience New York City.
What are you guys seeing next? Ooh. I finally have Mean Girls tickets.
Oh, really?
I'm very excited. I'm going in January.
I'm going to see American Sun. I'm seeing that this month. I'm really excited to see that with
that's
friend
awesome.
Of the show, Jeremy.
And I'm seeing The Prom again. Because I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
Who are you taking to the prom?
I'm going to go by myself.
Oh. I went to my junior prom by myself.
Oh.
Which I heard some people weren't allowed to do.
What do you mean?
Kevin, didn't you say you had to have a date? Someone I was talking to about proms, and they're like, you had to buy the tickets in pairs.
Really?
And you had to go with someone.
No, mine was you could sell, they sold them individually in pairs, but they were more expensive to buy a single.
Oh, so
but
like
why couldn't like... You and Brian buy them as friends together.
We could.
You could.
Oh, okay.
It was just more expensive.
That's maybe
for
what
me.
I did.
Right.
Because I went
like
with
it was
a group
like
of friends,
it was like
$60
for a couple, but like $80 for a single ticket.
That much
what?
Different?
I don't know. I just made up numbers, but it was something.
I was very invested in that.
There was like a difference. I mean, you were really invested if you went alone.
But you were invested in like self care.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Just a spa evening alone to the prom.
Sure, sure. But if you want to buy tickets, again, you can use our Gold Star code. It actually expires today.
Today's last day.
Yeah. Broad wasted at the checkout.
All uppercase.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Took me long enough to remember.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So definitely use that for holiday for January. And don't forget, even though there are some awesome new shows out there, there are shows that are unfortunately closing, but they're not closed yet.
Yep.
Yes. Make sure if you haven't had a chance to go see them.
Yes.
You do. Brian, do you have the list? In front of
yeah,
you
it's a summer. Summer ends at the end of December, and then in the first weekend in January, I believe, is Head
January
Over Heels.
6th or 7th.
Yeah,
or, yeah.
Is Head Over Heels closes as well as Once on This Island. Mm-hmm. Go see Once
and
on This Island and
School
Head Over Heels.
School of Rock is closing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
the play that goes wrong is closing.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So
and
go see these.
Kinky Boots too.
And Kinky
that's
Boots
in March.
Is closing in April.
March
oh,
or
right.
April.
More time for the Kinky Boots.
But yeah, there's a lot of like. This holiday season, like, if you don't get the chance to get into, like, the hit, like, new show that you're trying to get tickets to, there are so many good shows. We are, like, overwhelming blessings of shows on Broadway that
oh,
are really
yeah.
great. So
Once
check out
Once on This
a lot
Island,
stuff.
I saw twice and, like, am considering seeing again before it's gone because it's
so
a great
it's one of the
show.
Thrice on This Island?
Thrice on This Island.
I don't usually cry at shows. I mean, I feel them, I emote with them, but I don't cry. But, like, I cried every time. I've seen Once This Island twice and I cried both times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Each eye once?
Yeah.
So one full cry?
One crying. Yeah. Once crying on this island.
Yeah. I totally right. understand that.
Yeah.
But check all of those out. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying the radio play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Yeah, this past week was part one. Two and three are coming your way, so stay subscribed.
Yeah, is and you
thing?
Also...
Don't you dare unsubscribe. What do you mean? It's hurtful.
In this holiday season, while we're talking about all the great shows you can see, you can also spread the love and share the love of musical theater and the importance of sharing musical theater with kids.
You know you said share like three times and I loved it.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah. One for each.
Yeah.
So here's a way that you can donate to a great cause at Broadway Bound Kids.
Hi, Broadwasters. Is that what they call themselves? This is Jen Gambatese.
Jeremy Jordan.
T. Boyich.
Jeremy Kushner.
I'm Michael Cerveris.
This is Squiggs.
Antoine L. Smith.
Jared Zerilli.
Brendan Stimson.
Aaron Albano.
Haley Pachoon.
Robbie Roselle.
Michael Kilgore.
Madison Stratton.
Andrew Bredis.
James Monroe Iglehart.
And I'm Hannah Ellis, and this holiday season, all of us friends of the show want to ask all of you listeners of the show
to look inside your theater-loving, radio play-listening hearts and join us in supporting our amazing friends at Broadway Bound Kids.
Broadway Bound Kids is a nonprofit that inspires and empowers young lives through the performing arts in a transformative and inclusive community.
Their mission is simple:
to make arts education accessible to as many students as possible throughout Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs.
Students in the Broadway Bound Kids program experience creative and exciting classes and workshops
led by talented, caring teaching artists who are professional performers here in the city.
Just like all of us, Broadway Bound Kids passionately believes that involvement in the performing arts increases self-esteem,
confidence, self-expression, critical thinking, and empathy. These lessons will aid students at home and in school.
Your support enables Broadway Bound Kids to offer free, subsidized, and scholarship programs for more than 500 students every week.
$1,000 can sponsor one child for Broadway Bound Kids for an entire year. So let's see how many year-long scholarships we can give out for Broadway Bound Kids. Check out the Broadwasted Facebook page for the link to the Facebook fundraiser for Broadway Bound Kids. Don't have a Facebook? Then go straight to www.broadwayboundkids.net and click on the donate button.
And that's it.
Hi, my name is Erin Glass, and I'm the founder of Broadway Bound Kids. Thank you so much for your support. And from all of us at Broadway Bound Kids,
and all of us friends of the show,
and from all of us at Broadwasted,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy, happy.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And as we end every episode,
zoot doo wop bump.
Cheers.
Happy holidays.
With our
That's me clapping instead of clinking glasses.
Because we have plastic cups.
Wait, what do you have? An Orlando Magic.
Plastic.
There it is.
There it is.
Awesome.
Cheers.
She's Bethany.
I have Victoria.
I just have Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. That's a cool name. Oh, this is my kid, Scottsdale.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuppsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.